The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota's Marlene Stalling. Minnesota is the number 5 seed in this year's Big Ten tournament and will face either Wisconsin or Northwestern on Thursday at approximately 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning.
If you could please give an opening statement, and then we will open the line for questions from the media.
Sure. Well, I would like to congratulate Maryland winning the Big Ten championship. And I just think what an exciting year it's been in this conference. And, the coaching IQ in this conference is second to none, in my opinion. And I just think it's been an exciting year for us personally, thrilling games that we've been able to be a part of. We've had 10 90-point games, 5 100-point games, and obviously all of the accomplishments that Rachel has earned and received have been just historic in many ways, and very proud of what our team has been able to do in our short tenure here of just 2 seasons.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll take questions from the media.
To ask a question, please press *1 on your telephone keypad. And our first question comes from the line of Marcus Fuller with St. Paul Pioneers Press.
Good morning, Coach.
Hi, Marcus.
When you look at the way that your team, the high that you were on, the Ohio State win, senior night, and obviously just the way that the seniors were able to go out at home and then come back against Maryland, just the two extremes as far as the highs and lows. Where's the team at just right now as far as their mindset going in the Big Ten tournament?
Yes, well, in general, we try not to get too high and too low in this conference because it is so competitive. And, you play number 5 in the nation and turn around and you get number 6. So we had obviously a very tough ending, and obviously Michigan State before that. So we had 3 top 3 teams in the conference in the last week, and 2 of which were on the road. So I think we're just trying to stay very even keel as much as possible. A tough battle at Michigan State, followed by the win with Ohio State, and then going to Maryland on senior night, and they're playing for a Big Ten championship. Those are great environments for any competitor to be a part of, and I think that we were able to learn and grow from each of those experiences, even in a couple of the losses.
And one more question, just as far as the NCAA tournament, I know you said before, you just win and see what it'll take care of itself. But do you think you just need, at least one more win to feel more secure about your situation?
Well, we need to win, and we're just staying focused on that one game at a time. That's out of our control in terms of what's going to happen over the NCAA offices. But we're going to focus on what we need to do, and that is to win games.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Shelley Till with Big Ten Network.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi, Shelley.
I have a couple of questions. First, I want to start with, as you just mentioned, focus on what you need to do to win. Can you expand upon that from a defensive standpoint? Obviously, you guys can put points on the board, but what are you working on to get better defensively?
Well, I think just, overall for us, rebounding is huge. It's crucial. We're undersized most nights, but that hasn't changed since the first game, and we've done really well. For example, we out-rebounded Ohio State and then got out-rebounded significantly yesterday against Maryland. So that's going to be something that is going to be very important in the tournament. And then just individual pride and responsibility in our areas of our matchup. And we've shown that we're very capable of doing that. And, in the tournament, we're going to have to obviously increase our intensity in those areas as everybody increases their intensity this time of year.
And then on Rachel, did you ever imagine when she came back this year and you had the opportunity to get her on the floor and coach her, did you imagine that she would do what she has done? And then how is it that she makes everybody around her better?
It's a great question. I think it's unpredictable in several ways. I think a little bit no different than Amanda Zowie last year in blowing up the way she did in February. But you know, credit in a lot of areas. Number one, to Rachel and the time that she's put in recovering and coming back from her injury. And I think the staff around her deserves a lot of credit as well. From our strength and conditioning coach, we have a new strength and conditioning coach who came in that I brought in. He trained with Shaka Smart, this guy at VCU, and he's been a big help to our program and really helped Rachel with her diet, nutrition, as well as her strength and conditioning. And I think that's evident in what we're seeing with Rachel. She's as lean and as well conditioned as she's been during her tenure in the Big Ten. So I think that's an area as well. And then, you know, we're trying to put her in the positions to get the looks and so forth as she leads our team clearly. And, you know, she's an incredible scorer. And we just want to make sure that we're maximizing the opportunities that she gets to do that and to help our team win, obviously.
And as a reminder, to ask an audio question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. And our next question comes from the line of Noah Niederhofer with Testito Times.
Coach, you said that you let the NCAA, you know, figure out, you know, whether the team will make the tournament or not. But do you think that kind of we'll say, you know, do you think that it rests on the mind of the kids? Do you think that it's something that they think about going into the tournament?
Oh, certainly, and we talk about it. You know, we don't hide or, you know, try to sugarcoat it, so to speak. It's something that we talk about daily, and, you know, they're very well aware of it. We have three seniors on this team, two of which obviously went to the tournament last year for the first time in their careers. So they have a little bit of a sense of what it means and some experience in that area. And we all know Rachel's never been to an NCAA tournament. So I think that someone like her is extra fired up about the opportunity to go. And it was one of her goals and her decision to come back was to go to an NCAA tournament before her career ends here at Minnesota.
And then kind of to build off of one of the first questions that you were asked, in terms of wiping the slate clean and going back to, you know, now it's 0-0 record, you know, how does a team forget a loss like the one yesterday? It was a large loss, and obviously, you know, maybe take some of the wind out of their sails from the win against Ohio State. How do you move past that recent game and say, okay, it's a completely different ballgame now?
Well, I think the experience, first of all, we don't want them to forget about it. but I think completely we don't want them to forget about it. But I think it's important that we learn and grow from it. And I think going through a Big Ten season teaches you that. You know, it's kind of no different than going in at Michigan State and battling, you know, in a 100-point-plus game and losing in the end and then coming back a few days later and then beating Ohio State. You know, that high and low piece is, you know, it's ever present in our conference. And I think that we're just going to lean on the experience that we've had throughout the season of those highs and lows and not treat this any differently, with the exception of, you know, it is a clean slate and, you know, it's a wide open field. I think that's the exciting thing about our tournament is that I think that there are a number of teams that really believe that they have a shot of winning the championship. And maybe unlike previous years of one dominant team or so forth, I don't think that there's that complete sense or feel. I think that a lot of people feel that they have a shot at it, and that's exciting for our conference.
All right, Coach, thanks again for joining us, and we will see you at Bankers Life Fieldhouse.
Thank you.